Welcome to this programme in our podcast of highlights from recent discussions in NCSL in Dialogue, Talk to Learn's online community for national education debate, accessed by more than 16,000 school leaders every month. All comments in this programme are represented by the voices of actors.
School leaders voice their concerns about a lack of communication and insufficient support on the new 14 to 19 agenda in a Talk to Learn hot seat with John Coles, Director of 14 to 19 Reform at the DfES. The agenda's objectives were welcomed, but the way it's been rolled out came under fire. Julie Ricketts, an exams officer in a large Northamptonshire secondary school, said more information was desperately needed.
Speaking to both the senior leadership team and the head of finance, the level of their knowledge seems to be the introduction of new diplomas. As the exams officer who will have to implement the changes to entries, etc., I too have received very little so far, just a very brief outline from the NAA. I really think that a more concerted effort to inform schools much earlier of such large changes needs to take place.
John Coles replied that there would be significant communication before the first teaching of the new diplomas in autumn 2008, and that exams officers would receive full training. A lack of guidance on timetabling and other practicalities worried Richard Baker in East Sussex.
As I see it, all pupils will have the entitlement to all of the specialised diplomas. This means that within a cluster of schools, all would have to be provided. We would therefore have to accept pupils from other schools without the ability to say no. What's going to happen to GCSEs and how will pupils travel between schools and colleges? I feel this is being forced on us without much thought about how it should be implemented.
In reply, John Coles said there were already working examples of how diplomas can be delivered and timetabling can work across a cluster of schools. Schools could still run different numbers of periods of different lengths, could still start and finish at slightly different times and so on, provided that they work to some common principles. GCSEs would stay, he added, although with the advent of diplomas, the ways in which general qualifications are delivered will need to change. There are also some good models already of how transport between schools could work. Another school leader in Buckinghamshire felt that there could be job losses if staff were not able to provide all the required subjects and that all teachers had to be brought on board. But the new courses were good news for a lot of pupils.
They will be excellent for the disaffected students and those who wish to pursue a trade. These students currently cause disruption in the classroom, and I feel offering them more appropriate curriculum could reduce exclusion figures.
John Cole said a national professional development programme was aimed at supporting teachers, starting with those who need to teach the diplomas first in 2008. There could also be significant implications for the balance of staffing in schools. And that completes this programme. Thanks for listening, and don't forget you can subscribe to receive future programmes in this series of Talk to Learn highlights at www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.
Talk to Learn has over 100,000 members. If you'd like to join, visit www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.